Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. Here's your host, Lori Brooks.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 14. Begin crushing your goals with this age-old trick. My mother's always told me to create a to-do list. This was, of course, at a time when smartphones and tablets only appeared on television shows like Star Trek. My mother would pull out her list with delight, just a plain piece of white paper folded into three parts. Excited and crossing off yet another item, my mother was always adamant that I should do the same. Let's go ahead and simplify and translate this method to 2017 tech so you can begin crushing your goals with this age-old trick. I remember growing up, my general feeling was that of annoyance and lack of understanding as to why it was she cared so much if I carried a list. I'd nod and smile and agree that one day I too would make a list and use it. It really wasn't until much later in life, as a wife and a mother and an entrepreneur, that I really began to truly understand the value of my mother's infamous lists. No matter your preference, paper, electronic, or whiteboard, it helps to have a quick visual of your immediate and future tasks to avoid the ever so common, "Ugh, I forgot," or the frustration of time wasted. Time is money, and if I wanted more of my time, I would eventually have to grow up and give in to my mother's prodding and maintain a task list. The problem I consistently ran across when keeping my list was how overwhelming it always felt. I would accomplish several tasks and feel as though there were still 500 tasks remaining. I'd prioritize and with income-generating activities to make sure that I was moving forward, but I always felt like there were still things slipping through the cracks. One Saturday afternoon, while chatting with my mom on the phone, I mentioned forgetting to grab something at the store, and predictably, my mother reminded me of how I needed to begin creating lists that made sense. I think we can all agree that we will always have something on our task list, but how is it that you get to a point where you feel as though you've accomplished all the important tasks for the day and that you're systematically crushing your goals? Start by separating your list into three parts. I explain how my mother uses the number three to simplify tasks in my blog, Organization Anxiety. There's a link to that in the written form of this blog, so if you're interested in checking that out, head on over to technology-equality.com, click the link for this episode, and you will see the link for Organization Anxiety included in the blog post this week to take you back to that blog post. So, at the top of your very first column, on your page that is folded into three parts, list it as week. Include all of the tasks or goals that you have to complete before the end of the week. At the bottom of this column, the very first column, include or list all of the tasks or goals you'd like to complete before the end of the week. So all of the things that you have to complete up top, all of the things you'd like to complete, so non-pertinent, non-imperative tasks at the bottom. Next column, the month. Put month at the top of that column. This category should include the items you will need or would like to complete prior to the end of the month. Third column, this category should contain all of the goals you'd like to accomplish this year. Now remember, you need to review and edit your list on a weekly basis to make it something that you're honestly implementing into your day-to-day processes. Choose your top three priority tasks to perform from each of the categories, and be sure that you only tackle those prioritized tasks first in your week. Make the list categories relative to your lifestyle. So the examples that I provided were time-based, the week, the month, the year. Feel free to change this so that it could be the day, the week, the month, the year, or even feel free to change it to different categories altogether. So say you're attempting to do something that's not really focused on a specific date, but more focused on an event or a theme of some sort. So say you're throwing a birthday party for your son who's turning 5 and the theme is Pirates of the Caribbean. You want to make sure that you have the different themes at the top of the column. So you're going to put, communications for one section of it. You're going to put gifts and party favors for another one. And last but not least would be decorations and additional pieces, something to that effect. But as you can grasp from what I'm explaining, it's really not relative as to what those columns or categories are that you choose. Just be sure to define them clearly, no matter what they are. The important thing is to just make the list, make your list easy to access, easy to edit, and effective for your lifestyle so you can start crushing goals. Bonus tip, to save yourself even more time and energy, find an application on your mobile device that will create an automatically organized task list. Then dictate your tasks. Need a little more of an integrated solution in your day? Take a screenshot of your to-do list with your phone and save it as your lock or home screen background. Now, seamless reminders never miss a thing. For more tips, tricks, and ideas to keep your small business organized and in the know, visit technology-equality.com. That's it for our summer short series. We will resume interviews as of next week. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.